This is Out and About on Peoria Public Radio. I'm Nathan Irwin.
And I'm Jen Gordon with Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Today we're talking with maestro George Stelluto and guest musician Todd Kelly. They're joining us today to tell us more about the Peoria Symphony Orchestra's upcoming concert entitled Romance, taking place this Saturday night at the Peoria Civic Center. George and Todd, welcome to Out and About.
Thank you.
Now, George, let's start with you. You've described this concert as a Valentine's sampler of musical suites. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Yeah, well, you know, with the most popular gift or one of the most populars you get, either if you're really enamored with somebody or just trying to get out of the doghouse on Valentine's Day, is a box of chocolates. But all the chocolates in the box are not the same. You know, you've got your strawberry cream and caramel and nougat centers and dark chocolate. So it's kind of, that was kind of in my mind when I developed this concert. It's like, let's have something that's a kind of a classy variety of things that everybody would love to go to on a romantic concert.
And Todd, your participation in this is you're bringing your quartet, and so you and your ensemble, you'll be performing a couple of original concerts at the end of the first half of the program and again at the beginning of the second.
Right. So, yeah, this is my quintet, which has existed since 2007. And the nice thing about putting your own group together is you get to handpick the musicians that you really want to play with. And there's just been wonderful chemistry in this group for many years. So it includes Dr. Steve Heineman is our saxophonist. And then we have Daryl Monteith on piano, Andy Crawford on bass, and Tom Marco on drums. All are great musicians and educators in the area. So, yeah, we're really looking forward to it.
And can you talk a little bit about the actual original pieces that you guys are performing on the concert?
Right. So when we put this group together, we didn't want to just be another group that just played the same jazz standards that everyone has heard a million times. We wanted to do some things that were our own music. So we our book is full of original music by members of the group, and along with some sort of lesser-known kind of jazz standards. So we sort of hand-picked out of the book what would be three of the most interesting things for this concert. We wanted them to be very accessible, but also musically really interesting, and hopefully we've done that.
So they're the smoked chipotle pepper and chocolate items in the box.
Yeah, that's just, it just happens to be my favorite food. That you
oh, there you go. Okay.
And George, you're using the quintet to set up a performance of Ellington's Piano Concerto. So there's the, there's sort of a jazz.
Yeah, so there's kind of a jazz nougat in the middle of the concert. we start off with Todd's quintet, and then we go to the Duke Ellington Piano Concerto, which a lot of people don't know, and that features our artist in residence for this year, Jeffrey Deuce. And so you've got a bit of Scottish jazz going on because he's straight from Edinburgh, I think. So, yeah, we've got some jazz in the middle. We've got romantic classical music with ballet on either side and some other classical music displays at the end.
Let's talk a little bit about this artist in residency, because this is new this season for the Peoria Symphony Orchestra.
Right.
How did you come up with this idea? What are you hoping to accomplish with
this?
Well,
it's really an extension of our resident artist weeks that we've been doing for quite some time, and where, you know, a guest artist comes to town, and instead of just playing the concert and waving goodbye, they spend a week in the community, and they'll go play at Lutheran Hillside Village, and they'll go to schools and hospitals, and that's really been successful. But we wanted something that was going to kind of tie all that together. So we wanted a person who was going to be kind of a regular in that kind of program. So Jeffrey is our first resident artist for the year, for the season, and so he's been working on our television show. He's done several performances there. He does a couple of collaborations with the orchestra itself, and he's done some recitals and all kinds of things out in the community. So that's, it's kind of an extension of the Resident Artist Week.
And it seems like the advantage of this program is that you can have multiple events throughout the year as opposed to having them confined to one week. And
yeah,
it's an opportunity to also spotlight a local or regional performer as
exactly.
opposed to someone you're bringing in from out of town.
Yeah, that's right. It's a, it's the kind of thing where, you know, we do have really fine national level musicians in our midst in this region. And sometimes we kind of forget that because there's always, oh, we're, who's the latest guest artist? So this is a way for us to offer both, if you will, to the community, a chance to kind of open their eyes and say, wow, that person lives here, as well as somebody coming in who they can also be impressed by.
And speaking of collaborations that feature local artists. Let's talk a little bit about Judy Page. She's going to be performing kind of in the after show, I understand.
Right.
Yeah, Judy has been sort of a stalwart of the local jazz scene for many, many years. She is truly one of those musicians. She could be singing anywhere. And the lineup of musicians playing with her is really impressive, too. And my friend David Hoffman will be playing his cornet with her, and just a lot of just great local musicians, including, I think, Andy is playing with us on stage, and I think he's headed out to the lobby to play, yeah. To play with that group as well after the concert. So that will be a really great opportunity for people to hear the caliber of jazz musicians we have here locally, which is very, very high.
Yeah. And so not only are we offering you a musical box of chocolates for the concert, but we have an open bar and a party afterward.
You can't beat that.
Right.
Can't have jazz without that.
Yeah.
Well, and this is something, George, that you've been doing in the last couple of February concerts. So what's the intent here? Is it to extend the concert experience or the experience beyond just the concert?
Yeah,
hall?
That's something that's evolved. I think I said open bar. I should have said cash bar. just to be clear.
Yeah,
it's something that's evolved from our desire to have our audience members have a very special experience. So we don't even think of our concerts anymore as just a mere performance. We want the entire evening to be an experience. So we, you know, from the pre-concert lectures where you can learn about the music to maybe a signature drink that's available to, you know, events for children at our family concerts to this party afterwards on February in our February concerts. It's all just part of building an experience that with great music at the center of it, but to realize that that should enhance your whole life. So we're just kind of spreading the halo out a little more.
And one more element that you've incorporated into the concert that we haven't had a chance to talk about. You'll be accompanied, in a sense, by some dancers from the Central
yes,
Illinois Ballet.
Right. They are our collaborative artistic partner this year. So they've been doing a number of things with us, and they'll be dancing on several of the romantic classical pieces that open the concert and some things at the end. And I think we even have a surprise after that with them. And we also have a stand-up comic who's got local roots but is now a stand-up in Chicago as the MC for the program.
When you look at a program that is jumping from Mendelssohn to Strauss to Ellington to original works, is there a sense of just good music is just good music regardless of the genre or the category that it could fall into?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, I tried to get Maroon 5 to do a concert here. And their agent said, well, that's a seven-figure fee, so that kind of went out the window. But, yeah, you know, when good music is, like you said, good music is good music. If it's crafted well, if the people that are performing it are excellent performers and musicians, then, you know, all that good music is going to share a certain spirit or quality, regardless of the differing styles.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the kind of integrity, I think, that good music has, regardless of where it comes from.
And I would like to echo that as well, because, you know, I play all sorts of music, but, you know, at my heart, I'm a jazz musician. And, you know, this is my third time in just over a year of collaborating with the Peoria Symphony through that kind of music. So for me, I think the musical world that we live in, it's getting less and less relevant to categorize music, because things all kind of blend together. And I think that George and the Peoria Symphony do a wonderful job of showcasing all kinds of music.
We've been talking with George Stelluto, music director of the Peoria Symphony Orchestra, and with Todd Kelly. The PSO's next concert, Romance, is tomorrow night at 7:30 at the Peoria Civic Center Theater. Thank you both for being with us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And currently on display at the Peoria Public Library's Downtown Branch Main Gallery is a new art exhibit, Peace of Mind, an exhibit on mental health by the Emerging Artists Collective. Peoria's emerging artists use their work to explore the area of mental health. Additionally, a reception will be held Saturday, February 16th from 1 to 3 p.m.
And Cornstalk Theater is opening its production of the musical Fun Home. It's based on a graphic novel by Alison Bechdel. It traces her family, her autobiography, and her coming-of-age story. The show does touch on some adult themes, so it may not be appropriate for all ages. Performances begin tonight and continue through next Sunday.
Out and About is a production of Peoria Public Radio and Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Each week, we connect you to the arts community by talking with local arts leaders and performers.
Our producer is Sierra Doss. You can learn more about Peoria Public Radio at peoriapublicradio.org. I'm Nathan Irwin, and this is Out and About.